Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about how to have success in our marriage life. And actually, as we discussed last week, we learned about the root of success, and we learned about marriage and love, and we learned about the right choice, and inshallah today we will learn some of the rules of Islam regarding marriage and regarding the abilities and responsibilities of the husband and wife according to the rules of the Quran. The title will be My Husband, You Are My Paradise. Actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if a woman prays her five prayers, fasts her month, the month of Ramadan, obeys her husband, and guards her chastity, then it will be said to her, enter paradise by whichever of its gates you wish. So according to this hadith, actually, for any wife, if she wants to have a way to paradise, she must know that if she fulfills the basic requirements of Islam, which is to five prayers and to fast the month of Ramadan and to obey her husband. You see, obeying the husband, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considering it as important as prayers and fasting Ramadan. If she will also obey her husband, okay, and guards her chastity, then it will be said to her, then on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell her, enter paradise by whichever of its gates you wish. The clarification of this is that, you know, there is another hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the first deed to be evaluated on the day of judgment is the prayer. And for the wife is the actually her relation with her husband. If the prayer and the relation with the husband are successful, then all the deeds will be successful. If the prayers and the relation with the husbands are not accepted or are not good or successful, all the deeds will not be successful. So this, the first hadith, is a clarification that, you know, the relation with the husband in the sight of Allah is as important as the prayer, because it will be evaluated basically with the prayer. Okay? And I will clarify now, you know, how we can get the benefit of that hadith, not to feel that it is, you know, a very big burden for the wife, you know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make, you know, the relation with the husband as a basic requirement like prayer on the day of judgment. So how great is the relation of the husband is evaluated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how a big burden this will be for the wife. Actually, you know, we can get the benefit of this hadith if we evaluate it in a different way. Okay? Actually, today I will use the board. Maybe this will make the issue more clear. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, this paradise, we must agree that, you know, paradise is the goal of the believer. You know, the most important issue, you know, for the spirit to do any deed is to have a clear concept about it. When you have a clear concept about anything in life, okay, then you will have a plan, okay, either to follow or not to follow. But you must have a clear concept, okay? So basically we have to agree as believers, what is your goal from life? Okay, because if your goal from this life is to do the good deeds as a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have the paradise as the final destination, because you believe that worldly life is a test and the real life is the eternal life in paradise, and this is the basic belief in Islam. Okay, if you are a Muslimah, you must believe in this, that life, worldly life is a test full of hardships and trials, and inshallah, if you obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your worldly life, inshallah, Allah will make for you an outlet from every problem in the worldly life, and the paradise will be your final destination. The paradise has to be the goal of every believer. Okay, so if the paradise is my believer, okay, I will try my best to get it, okay, and I will be looking for a way to paradise. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, for the wife, this is not for the husband, this is for the wife, you know, prayer, and you know, that you know her relation with her husband, or that her husband is pleased with her, okay, when she died. When she died, you know, her husband was pleased with her. If she has these two factors, you know, valid, okay, and correct, then her way to paradise, inshallah, it will be said to her, enter paradise from whatever gate you want. And actually also, if these two are valid, then the rest of her deeds will be valid. Okay? So this is clarification that, you know, the relation with the husband, okay, is very important in the sight of Allah. Okay, and again, every wife has to ask herself, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the relation with the husband so important and so valuable, okay, on the Day of Judgment, because of the importance of the family in Islam. Okay? Family is the most important unit in the Muslim community. Okay, and the mother actually is the most important unit for the family. The family is strong and successful, okay, basically when there is a wife whom she is trying her best, you know, to have a successful family. Actually, the family consists of a husband and wife, okay? But for the wife, always the family is her responsibility. For the husband, it is always his job, you know, or his work is number one responsibility. He wants to be successful in his work, this is number one. Then number two, he wants to be... I am recording. Okay, if you try to make the baby. And number two, you know, his family. But for the mother, for the wife, number one responsibility is her family and the children, and to have a successful, you know, family, and to have, you know, righteous children, okay, Muslim children. Okay, so because of the importance of the family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the wife to be having this responsibility. She must try her best to be pleased in a good relation with her husband, okay, all the time. Actually, one of the women at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she went and she asked him. She told him, you know, that the husbands, they can have a lot of good deeds through coming to the masjid and praying and through giving charity for the wife. How she can have the good deeds? He told her, if you can take care of your family, this is equal to all, you know, the hardship which the husband is supposed to live. Okay? What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that the husband is responsible for earning, you know, the living. Earning the living is not easy. You know, this is his responsibility. His responsibility is to earn the living, either to work outside, to work inside, to work day and night, but this is his responsibility in Islam. Okay? And this will cost him a lot of, you know, time and effort. Okay? But for the wife, okay, she is only responsibility is the family. In Islam, she is responsible for her family. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all the hardship for the wife is through the family. You are not supposed to work and to say, you know, I have a lot of troubles because of my work, so I can't tolerate to be responsible for my family. This is wrong. You know, according to Islam. According to Islam, your only responsibility which you will be questioned about on the Day of Judgment is your family. Your kids and your husband, your responsibility towards your family. But for the husband, this is not the question of the Day of Judgment. The question of the Day of Judgment is, you know, earning the living and, you know, other responsibilities. And because for the wife, the only responsibility is the family, so it will be the question on the Day of Judgment about the relation with the husband. This is the importance of the husband in the life of the wife, okay, because her main responsibility in Islam is the family. the husband and her kids. So if she fulfilled her responsibility to her husband and to her kids to the best she can, and if she is praying the five prayers, okay, this means that her deeds are valid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept all her deeds. This is the meaning of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the woman pray her five prayers, fast the month of Ramadan, that's it. Praying and fasting and the husband and to guard her chastity, okay, then it will be said to her, enter paradise from whichever of its gates. Why? Because her responsibility is prayer, fasting, and to guard herself and the husband. And, you know, because the husband is the husband and the children. This is hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but now I will clarify to you from the Quran also. You know, from the Quran and from the Sunnah, your responsibility as a mother, as a wife, is your husband and your children. Now I will clarify to you, inshallah, now. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, any woman who dies and her husband is pleased with her will enter paradise. You see? And also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, shall I tell you about your wives in paradise for the men? They said, of course, O Messenger of Allah. He said, they are the loving and fertile, and if she becomes angry when mistreated, or her husband becomes angry, she will say, my hand is in your hand, I shall never sleep until you are pleased with me. Again and again, she is not doing this for his sake. As we agreed that marriage is an act of worship. And actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you know, to have a plan for your marriage, which inshallah will be a successful plan. Always try to imagine Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the marriage as a car where you have two seats, the two front seats. Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will draw it for you now, so that you always keep it in mind. Okay? Suppose now, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must all agree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator and is the owner. He is the one who knows everything. Allah is the one who controls all the affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling life by His will. Okay? So Allah is the driver of our marriage. Okay? If this is the marriage, if this is the husband, okay, and if this is the wife, okay, in between them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is the wife. Okay? Always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in between. Okay? So, when you will do the good deeds, when you tell to your husband, my hand is in your hand, I don't want you to sleep while you are not pleased for me, you are not doing this for him. You are not doing this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah. And who is the winner? You are the winner. Why? Because if your husband will be pleased with you, you will be the one to go to paradise, not your husband. Okay? And you will be the one obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah means obey the commands of Allah, Allah will make for you an outlet from every hardship. So when you obey your husband, you are not obeying your husband, you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are making for yourself an outlet from every hardship. And actually there are many stories, you know, about the wives whom they are obeying their husbands for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always make for them an outlet for any hardship they face in their life. Not the hardship with their husbands, you know. I know one wife actually, one friend, one sister, and she was, mashallah, you know, always trying to accommodate and tolerate and, you know, to forget about the problems with her husband. And once she was very sick, and the doctor was about to diagnose her as cancer, And subhanallah, yes, I know this story, but this wife actually was mashallah all the time putting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, she mentioned to me this story. She went to the doctor and she was having severe bleeding. And the doctor told her that, you know, he is under the impression that this is a case of cancer. And he wants to do a lot of investigations, very, you know, urgent, because it looks to be an urgent case. But she told to the doctor, give me, you know, 2 days to think it over. I will go ahead and make the investigations or not. And because she was always close to Allah and doing dua to Allah and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she told me, Mona, I was praying for these 2 days over the weekend, calling on Allah to save me, you know, from the cancer and from the investigations. And actually she told me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the truth, she told me, Mona, over a week the bleeding stopped completely. And the doctor was so surprised when I called him and I told him the bleeding stopped completely and I become in a very good shape and I don't want to come back. And actually she told me, I am alive now. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm still alive now after, you know, 2 or 3 years, and mashallah she's still alive. And she's telling me, you know, Mona, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always saving me from problems in my life? Because I am always obeying Allah in His commands and I am treating my husband in the best shape. Not for my husband, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, sisters, you know, this is the mercy of Islam, which we don't have time to feel it and to live it. Okay? We must, in Islam, have rules in our life. If everything is in our life is up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? So, if I decide that I will follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding my husband, okay, because as we clarified last week, that marriage is an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so all the commands of Allah regarding my husband, I am obeying it, not for the sake of my husband, not for the reward from my husband, not for a nice word from my husband is out of the equation. I am doing and the good deeds, I am obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will be always having the feeling of security and the feeling of peace that Allah will help me and Allah will take care of me and Allah will support me. And as I clarified to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the surah called the surah of divorce. You see, in the surah of divorce, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent three rules of relief for those whom they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah called the surah of divorce. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, that number one, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make for him an outlet, okay, from every hardship. And Allah said also, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make all his affairs ease. Okay? And Allah said also, whoever trusts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sufficient for him. Okay? So, who is in need, not in need of Allah to be sufficient for him? Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Who is not in need to live the life in ease? Who is not in need to have an outlet from every hardship? Every one of us is having, you know, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time to make the life, you know, to be in ease and to make an outlet and to be sufficient. Okay, I can have all of this, okay, if I live my life as an act of worship. Who is the most important for the wife? The husband. Okay, so all praise to Allah. This is, alhamdulillah, a very good advantage, okay, that one person can, inshallah, make my way to outlet, to have an easy life, and to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time giving me, you know, solutions for my problems. So, you know, sisters, we must always reflect on the realities of life, okay? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make in my life one human being, only one, that human being can be my way to paradise. That human being can be my way to the outlet from every hardship. That human being can make Allah to make my life easy. even my life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taking care of me. Okay? So I must reflect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to treat my husband in the best shape. And I will be the one to win all of this, and I will be the one to win the paradise, which is supposed to be the goal of the believer. Accordingly, you know, to be nice with my husband, or to obey my husband, or to accommodate my husband, or to tolerate my husband, will be all praise to Allah, the most easy way for me for the paradise. So our problem is that, you know, always the Muslim wives are under the impression that Islam is the religion for men. And Islam is always making, you know, all the rules for men. Actually, Islam is the religion which is having all the mercy for the women. But we don't have time to understand the rules of the Quran. Again and again, what is the problem to have one person in my life, you know, that he can be the way for me for all the relief in the worldly life, and again for, inshallah, the way to paradise. Again and again, sisters, we are believers that life is full of hardships. Okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make for us an outlet and a way to paradise, you know, through my husband. So I must be actually a wife whom I can reflect on the realities of life. What is better, to have cancer or to have a husband to whom I can obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him? To have a child or a kid who is addicted on drugs, or to have a husband to whom I will, inshallah, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, in regarding my husband. But while I am obeying, I am sure that Allah will make for me an outlet, and Allah will make my life in ease, and Allah will be always taking care of me. What is more easy for the human being? The most easy way for the human being is to be very good with my husband, obeying my husband, forgiving, not for him at all. He is out of the equation. I am living my life as an act of worship. So, you know, sisters, this is the rule which we learned last week. And again, you know, sisters, this is Islam. Islam is built on the rules of the Quran. When we realize the rules of the Quran, I will have a strategy in my life. And when I have the strategy, I will follow the rules of the strategy of my life, which I am supposed to choose and to be happy and to like it. You know, when you tell me, Mona, for example, are you oppressed because you have to obey the commands of your husband? Are you oppressed because you feel that you don't have the right, you know, to say no or when you like, you know, in regarding any command regarding your husband? I tell you, never. Never, because I have a mind. And I understand the reality of life, and I know that life is a hardship. So I have a strategy for in my life. And in this strategy, everything is clear for me, and I am the one to choose. You know, if I realize that, number one, life is a test. Okay? This is what we learn from the Quran. In this test, there are different hardships. Okay? Everyone will face a hardship. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that Allah will never make any human being to tolerate more than what he tolerates. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. You will not be exposed to a burden which you can't tolerate. This is the rules of the Quran. So I must tell to my husband, to myself, that my husband, if he is a hardship, if he is, you know, part of that test, your husband can be, you know, part of the hardships of life, or he can be, you know, one of the, you know, not a hardship, he can be a nice husband, okay? But subhanAllah, marriage is hardship. Marriage per se is a hardship, you know? Sometimes the husband is good, sometimes he is not good, sometimes the kids are nice, sometimes you are not obeyed. So marriage, you know, is a hardship for the life of the believer. Okay, because you want to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but maybe your husband is not obeying, maybe the kids are not obeying. So you are the only one trying to fulfill your responsibility in this company of the marriage, okay? Suppose you are the wife, again, you know, actually I want to discuss the marriage like this, okay, this is the wife, and this is the husband, okay, and this is the kids, for example, one, okay. These two people, they don't like to fulfill their responsibilities, okay, for example, What will be, you know, the role of the wife? None of my business. Because my business is that I am a true believer in Allah. I am a Muslim. Okay, this is, you know, sisters, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to live our religion as a way of life. When you tell me why you are living your life according to this strategy, I tell you because I am a Muslim. Because I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I believe in the rules of the Quran. In the rules of the Quran, the rules of the Quran must be my way of life. Okay? So when you tell me, are you confident with these rules? I tell you this is the only rules which I am confident with. You tell me why? I tell you because Islam is my way of life. I am not just listening to a sister giving me, you know, some advices or following. No, I have a way of life. Because this way of life is because I am a Muslim from Islam, because I have the Quran, because I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't live my life except from this way of life. This is my way of life. In my way of life, I have responsibilities. I am living life because life is a test. And in this test, there are hardships. One of them is marriage. Okay? How marriage becomes a hardship? When some of the members of this company, they refuse to fulfill their responsibilities. For the husband and wife, they must be the source of peace, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, affection and mercy. Suppose your husband doesn't want to be a source of affection and mercy. What she will do? You will say, and me also, I will not be a source of affection and mercy. Wrong. Because I have my way of life. Life for me is a test, full of hardship. But my goal is the paradise. My goal is not, you know, to make my husband happy. My goal is not to be, you know, showing off that my family is a very successful one. This is not the goal of my life. The goal of my life is the paradise, you know. This is how I can have a strategy in my life for every hardship. Then I will be the winner. I will be the winner at the end, inshaAllah. And during the test of life, alhamdulillah, this test of life which most of the human beings are insecure, depressed, not happy, you know, they are, subhanAllah, they are all the time, you know, feeling sad. No, the believer is in a very different situation. Okay, the believer is having the way of life. I am confident, I agree, I believe that I have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will be sufficient for me. Allah will make for me an outlet. Allah will be taking care of me. All praise to Allah because Allah is everything. Alhamdulillah. Okay? So again and again, sisters, when you believe that, you know, marriage can be a hardship if the other members of the family are not fulfilling their responsibilities, this is none of my business. My business is I must fulfill my responsibility. I am so happy that I am fulfilling my responsibility. The source of happiness for me is not because my husband is the source of affection and mercy, which he is supposed to, or my kids are the source of, you know, happiness and they are thankful and all of this. No, they are not. Okay? No. I am happy because I succeed to fulfill my responsibilities. I succeed to live Islam as a way of life. I succeed to live life to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. You know, I have my clear plan. I have my goal. Everything is clear for me. The other members, they don't agree. May Allah take care of them. But I will not play this game of the losers. This is the game of the losers in our life. When the wife will notice that her husband is not nice or not, he is not, you know, caring, okay, I will not care. I will not care for him, I will not care for the kids, I will care for myself. Total loss. Because we must believe that the only source of security and peace in life is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. With the remembrance of Allah, you will have security in your heart. How I can remember Allah? I remember Allah when I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So, again, sisters, okay, I have to tell to myself, do you want to have real security, real peace, okay, Everyone is looking for real security and real peace, not false security and false peace. People are living their life in false security and false peace, and because of that, actually, most of them are, in reality, they are sad, and they are confused, they are unbalanced, okay, they always take wrong decisions in life, and mostly they are taking antidepressants or sleeping medications. Why? Because it is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must always, sister, have these facts clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls our hearts. If I am living in a very big mansion and I have 20 cars and I have everything in life, but I don't have Allah in my heart, okay, all the time I will be very upset. And try to remember the stories of the very rich billionaires whom they commit suicide. Why they commit suicide? They have everything, but they don't have the feeling of the true, of the real security in their hearts. They always feel that people around me, they are looking for my wealth. They don't love me. I can't find the real love. Why I will be living? Okay? So it is again and again up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I must have my strategy in my life to be obedient to one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of Allah, no. Because Allah is not in need of anyone. For the sake of my husband and kids, no. Because they are handful of dust. For the sake of myself. This is for the sake of myself. When I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding my husband, regarding my kids, regarding myself, I am the only winner. Because I will win the security, and I will win the peace, and I will win the good deeds, and I will win the paradise. So all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when someone will come and tell me, Mona, you are a very good wife, so and so, for example, okay, and we don't notice that your husband so and so, so why you are, you know, all the time trying to fulfill your responsibility in the best shape, if there is no reward? I will tell her, I was never looking for a reward. If I look for a reward from a human being, I am not a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who can have a guarantee for a reward from a human being? Human being is mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the human being in the Quran, Zaluman, Gahulan, Agulan. He has a lot of ignorance. He is a true oppressor and he wants to have everything in a hurry. So I will look for the reward of my life from a human being? Never. Because I am a true believer. I have a mind. I reflect. I am looking for the reward from the only one who can give me a reward. The only will in the life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All human beings are powerless. I must believe, you know, in this. These are the rules of Islam and Iman. It must be clear in the spirit. When I believe in Allah, I know that Allah is the only will. Allah is the only power. Allah is the source of mercy. Allah is the one who controls the affairs. Allah is the one who controls the hearts. And Allah created us to worship Him. All praise to Allah. So I will worship Allah, I will obey Allah, then Allah will give me everything. What about the human being? They are out of the equation. Because they are powerless. When you have this clear concept in your spirit, your husband, to obey your husband will be the most easy deed for you. Because he is out of the equation. I am living with Allah. And you have to know one thing, sister. When you are sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding obeying your husband, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always shower you with His mercy. If you cook a very good meal, and you prepare the house, and you arrange everything in the best shape, then your husband come at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, too late, and he will never tell you thank you. Even he will tell you, I don't like it, it is not nice, this and that, you will tell to yourself, all praise to Allah. I have the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most important, I was not looking for any reward from any human being. Because I got my reward, I already got my reward while I was cooking. I got my reward while I was cleaning. Because I was doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, will give me the reward. If my husband will tell me a nice word, thank you very much. If my husband will not tell me, thank you very much, because this was out of the equation. Then day after day after day, your husband will have the size, in the size, the real size. Your husband, your kids, all the people, they will have the size which they are supposed to have. Very little size. I am not looking for them, okay? I am always in a good shape. I am always in a good health. I am always having a healthy spirit because of the connection with the one who controls everything, the one I am obeying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, you know, how Islam makes obedience to the husband not this, you know, a very difficult, you know, goal. Most of the wives, you know, are living their marriage life, you know, very upset. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wanting the wives to obey the husbands? Why I'm supposed to obey him? We are equal. We are so and so. What is this wrong way of thinking? You know, you cannot do a correct deed except when the concept is clear for you. Okay, we are equal. Yes, but most of the people nowadays are ignorant. Okay? If he is ignorant, I am supposed to be ignorant like him. If he doesn't evaluate marriage, okay, correctly, okay, I will be like him. If he feels that, you know, he married because he loved you for some time, then now it is over, so let us live, you know, any kind of life. I will be like him? Never. Because I have the knowledge. This knowledge, you know, this is the basic knowledge of Islam, alhamdulillah, which makes, you know, the life, alhamdulillah, very good. And because of that, you will not find any person in this life who is having a balanced spirit, who is trying to do the responsibility in the best shape, except the true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the people whom Allah said about them in the Quran, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. There is no fear about them and they are never sad. Why I will be sad? Because of the human being. I am only sad if I can't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am trying to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because obedience of Allah is the source of my tranquility, peace and happiness, alhamdulillah, and I am living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a goal in your life, Allah will shower you with His mercy all the time. You will be always feeling that Allah is with me. There will be something in your spirit all the time sending for you messages. You are not alone. Allah will take care of you. The hope is very close. Everything will be alright. Keep on the line. Be brave. You know, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who will send for you these messages from the human beings nowadays? None is sending any good message. Everyone is sending negative message. I am complaining, life is not good, economy is going down, you know, troubles, troubles, troubles. Whenever you meet someone, you know, they will tell you the marriage is not going good. Divorce is increasing. You know, problems, problems, and subhanAllah, problems, and also, you know, I will tell you just now, I met, you know, while I was praying, after I prayed the Asr prayer, I met one sister whom she's attending my Arabic class. So she was telling me, do you have a class today? I told her, yes, this is English for marriage problem. She told me, this Sister Mona, this is very good. You know, Sister Mona, just we know yesterday, we come to know that, you know, the son of one of the sheikh in Houston, you know, that sheikh, he married, for example, you know, non-Muslim, you know, one American woman, okay, for example. He married her and he has two children. Then he divorced her, okay? One of the kids becomes very upset. So he went astray. Okay? And he turned that he become Christian. Okay? He was supposed to be Muslim because it is the religion of his father. He returned again. Okay? He left Islam. Now he is calling people, the Muslims, to leave Islam. You know why? Because of his father. Because his father didn't fulfill his responsibility. His father, the sheikh, the scholar. The scholar married for the sake of the marriage. Then he threw his children. What is the end result now? The son of the sheikh of Islam is calling the Muslims to leave Islam. You see, sisters? What that sheikh will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? This is his son. This is his son, his first responsibility in life. Why? Because we play the game of marriage. Marriage is not a game. Marriage is the most sincere event in our life. Because out of marriage you will have kids. Okay, and out of marriage you will be questioned on the day of judgment. The first question with your prayer, you will ask it, what about your husband? Okay, my husband was not a good man. My husband was selfish. My husband was not spending. My husband was not coming home. No problem. Again and again, did you understand? Did you understand the message of Islam? Okay, so you see, sisters, we must be aware of this. We can't live our life, you know, complaining of our husbands day and night. You must complain from your husband. Because, you know, life is hardship. You can't live with a man 20 years and he will be nice all the days. He will be good all the days. He will be honest all the days. Especially we are living the time of corruption. Nowadays, these are bad days, subhanAllah, very difficult days for the believer. Most of the people are far away from the truth. Okay? So what we can do as true believers? I am supposed not to marry so that I will not have this hardship in my life? No, I am supposed to marry because marriage is half of the, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, half of the religion. Because marriage is a hardship. So you must be tested with that hardship. So you must marry. So now I married. What can I do now? Oh Allah. Okay. You must have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between you and your husband. You must believe that marriage is an act of worship. I am living the marriage for the sake of Allah. Obeying. As I clarified last week and again, sister, you must remind yourself, you know, with this reality. Okay? I am obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards my husband, looking for Allah's pleasure. My reward is from Allah. If I am a true believer, that the only one who can give me the reward is Allah, because He is the only well in life. You know, sister, this is why we have to study the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to study the belief in Allah's decree, the belief in the divine destiny. We must study this and we must learn this. We must learn that life is run by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. So if I am in a good mood with Allah, if I am obeying Allah, alhamdulillah, if Allah loves me and I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything in this life will be easy for me. So you will not have hardship. No, I will have hardship because life is a test. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for me an outlet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the hardship ease for me. How? By making my heart always not concentrating on the hardship. I am living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a wife is having the husband whom he is treating her in a bad way and sometimes he is not spending or whatever, okay, she will forget about all of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make her heart, because again and again, Allah is the controller of the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of her obedience and good intention towards Allah, Allah will make her always busy, you know, to live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, you know, a problem regarding the husband will not affect her except very little. And her spirit will always escape to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When someone will tell her, I know one sister, you know, in one of the masjids, all the community knows that her husband is extremely bad person. All the people in Houston, I don't know this because I was a newcomer to Houston. But then one of the sisters, she told me, you know, Sister Mona, that sister whom she was complaining to you now, her husband, you can't imagine. All the Arab sisters, they know her story. I told her, okay. Then I spoke with that sister. Allah knows, this may be 1.5 years ago. I told her, get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between you and your husband. Live for the sake of Allah. Try to obey Allah. Try to accommodate for the sake of Allah. Allah will make it easy for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that 6 months later she comes and tell me, Sister Mona, and Allah knows I am not saying this about myself. Allah sent you to me. For years and years I was in severe hardship with my husband. But now all praise to Allah. I start to accommodate. I start to tolerate. I stopped complaining at all. And my spirit is in a better shape. My health is better. My kids are better. I told her, yes, because this is the reality of Islam. We are not living human being one to one. Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must have my heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I try to accommodate and tolerate and to forgive. If it is difficult for me, I escape again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dua, in the prayer, calling on Him. Allah, increase the dose of tolerance, increase the dose of patience, increase, you know, the dose of acceptance. And oh Allah, make the other person to change or to leave for some time, send for him a trip. You know, this is how I am living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Muslim has to live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are never alone. Our problem is that, you know, the wife is feeling that I am alone with my husband. And Allah is telling me to obey him. I will never obey him. He is an oppressor. He is so and so. Why Allah is commanding me to obey that bad husband? I don't like my husband. I don't like Islam. I don't like anything. This is all is wrong. Because we don't understand why Allah is commanding us to obey our husband. It is for our sake. Allah make all the hardship of marriage in one person. Always question yourself. I can't try one person. I can't accommodate one person. I can't... question yourself. Are you so weak? Your spirit is so weak that you can't have a strategy for one person? No. Always tell yourself, I am strong. I am strong because I am not alone. I am strong because I have Allah with me. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only power and the only will is with me. So long that I have the intention to obey Him. And if you don't have it, renew the intention. Have a new intention. Oh Allah, I will leave my marriage as an act of worship for your sake, but I need you with me all the time. I need your will. I need your power to support me. I will try my best, but make it easy for me. Make it acceptable for me. Make me to tolerate it. And when I feel that it is difficult, and I will call on you, oh Allah, make him to leave for some time. Make him to be nice for some time so that I can tolerate and I can move in my life. Keep this calling on Allah. Keep this conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. This is the true believer. This is how Muslims are supposed to live their life. Having Allah in your spirit, more closer to you than yourself. Allah is more closer to everyone. Allah is watching, observing, hearing, recording. So where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our spirits? If I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as I said, the story which Nora like, and I prepare the tea for my husband, and I give it to my husband, and my husband tell me, oh, what is this bad tea? Okay, in my spirit, actually, I want to throw the hot tea on his face, okay? Then I tell to myself, no, 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 Mona, you are doing the tea for the sake of Allah, not for him. I will not reply. And the angel will reply instead of you. Because you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believer is never alone. The believer is having Allah with him with all the power of Allah. Allah is having the angels to push the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why to close, you know, all, you know, the gates, okay, for the marriage and to say, I am living with someone whom he doesn't like, whom he is not helping, whom he is not supporting, whom he is not spending. So what is the solution? The only solution is divorce. There is no other solution. But if life will be like this, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the marriage? Allah knows that in 2009 and 2020 and 2050, Allah knows life will be full of corruption. So this means that marriage as a system has to be stopped. No more marriage because it is very difficult to the people to tolerate. No, marriage must be there all the time. Okay? So you know, sister, this is how I have to have a strategy in my life and I have to have it clear. Okay, if the sister will come and tell you, oh, you are so weak, oh, you don't have a personality, oh, you are oppressed, you just tell to yourself, I am very sorry for you, my sisters. You don't know anything about Islam. Yes. And in reality, most of the Muslims, I am sorry to say this to the reverse sisters, you know, because you are reverse sister, you are supposed to live the mercy of Islam. Okay. But again and again, I want to tell you, you know, sister, reverse sisters have very good opportunity that you can live and you can learn the reality of Islam. Not from the Muslims, from the Quran. Alhamdulillah. If you are living in Muslim countries, you will learn Islam and the teaching of Islam from the Muslims. And it will be a shock for you. Because the Muslims, they can say a lot, but they do very little. Yes, this is the problem. But when you learn the Islam and the spirit of the Islam from the Quran, then you tell to yourself, I will be a true Muslim. Alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah that I am living in this country. I can practice Islam, I can follow the rules of Islam, I will not be confused, you know, by the acts of the Muslim. Alhamdulillah, yes. This is very good for the revert. But you must have the correct source to learn the reality of the mercy of Islam. Again and again, sisters, Islam is the religion of mercy. In every act in our life, Islam is the religion of mercy. But we must learn. We must learn the Quran. Actually, we can't learn about marriage in Islam without knowing all the belief in Islam. When you learn how to believe in Islam, then you will understand, you know, the concept of Islam as a religion. Okay, and again, subhanAllah, I don't know why, you know, it is always that Islam is, the people, you know, when they convey the message of Islam, it is always conveyed in a wrong way. Subhanallah, and all praise to Allah, you know, sisters, from the depth of my heart, Islam is the religion of mercy, and Islam is the religion of mercy for the women. Even if the husbands are not good, Allah is good. Allah is the most merciful. Allah is the all-forgiving. Allah is the one who has the only will. In Islam, you live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the most merciful. That's it. So I don't have any problem with Islam if I learn basically to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so I think now I talked a lot. Okay, now let us discuss one of the problems. So that inshallah, you know, it will be... The question, what do you do if your husband has divorced you 3 times, but he doesn't leave and still wants to act like your husband or divorces you 6 times in 1 year? Actually, I don't know what is the solution. Question is that you spoke of a husband make a good marriage when each side to make a complete rounded partners. If us women do everything to make our side and he doesn't do his part to make the complete other, to complete the other part, how do you help him to do his part? Let me read the question. Allah will help.
You said it already last time.
Next question is, what if your husband has stopped practicing Islam or tell you to get Islam out of the marriage? That Islam is only between him and his God. What you will do? I am reading for you the questions of the sisters. How do you deal with your husband? He is always trying to find faults for you. What if there is another woman you have confronted with? Actually, I answered this question last week. Okay. What do you do if your husband is not giving you your rights, money, clothes and food? Okay, these are the questions. Okay. So I tell you, next week, inshallah, you can tell her to bring the monitor.
She said that's a great idea, and actually, she said you inspired her, and she's going to go call her husband and meet him for coffee right now.
So. Very good. That's very good. Okay, so now actually we have the questions, and we will choose to answer one of these questions. Okay, let me answer the question of the divorce. Okay, because actually this is a very important topic. I will not talk about divorce. Allah will answer this question about the wife whom she wrote that her husband has divorced her 3 times, but he doesn't leave and he still wants to act like her husband, or he divorced her 6 times in 1 year. This means that her husband, you know, is actually using the word divorce, you know, as a game. You know, whenever he is frustrated or he is upset or he is angry, he will just tell her, you know, you are divorced. Okay, but actually this is not allowed in Islam, because divorce is a very serious you know, topic in Islam. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that divorce is a very serious topic. Okay, so don't, you know, take it, as a game. Don't play with this word, you know. The problem, you know, in marriage is that, you know, the husband and the wife, both of them, they need to learn about marriage, not only the wife. This is the problem. The husbands also, they must know the responsibility of marriage. Because when he is, actually, if he said to his wife three times, three different occasions, you are divorced, and he mean divorce, this means that he can't live with her any day, and their life is totally haram. You see, this is haram life. This is not accepted in Allah. As if, you know, they have adultery with each other. This is zina. You know? But the problem is that after he divorced her six times a year, okay? Again, I think he is still divorcing her continuously. Okay? Subhanallah. And he is living, he wants to live with her and to act like the husband. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this marriage is a valid halal marriage or not. Yes, you know, and actually the wife must clarify to her husband that the word divorce, you know, is not a word just to be, you know, said at the time of anger or to make the wife to fear or to obey when, you know, the husband will tell to her to, for example, you know, sometimes in Egypt, the husband will tell to his wife, if you visit your mother today, you will be divorced. You see, so that she will never think, you know, if you visit your mother while I am not aware, you will be divorced immediately or, you know, automatically. So she will never visit her mother except when she will ask him, and he will always tell her no. You see, this is, you know, how to use, you know, the word divorce to push the wife to obey the commands. Actually, this is a totally wrong way of marriage. Again and again, sisters, everyone must know that marriage is a company which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the husband and the wife to have in order to have positive, you know, feelings, in order to add, in order to build. Okay, not to destroy. Okay, when the wife will be living with a husband whom he is using the word divorce, you know, to push her to obey his commands, she will never love him. And again, sisters, if you hate someone, okay, you will never be sincere with him or trustful with him. She will not take care of his money. Or she will not take care of his house. She will not take care of his kids. So what is the meaning of this? This means that, you know, we will be having this hypocrisy. We will be the people of hypocrisy. In front of his face, she will tell him, yes, I obey, I will do, I am very good with you, because she knows that he will use the word divorce against her. But behind his back, she will be a totally different person. Okay? So what was the gain, and what she gained from her marriage is that she gained the hypocrisy and lying, you know, and deceiving, and all of this, you know, is not accepted in Islam, and this will lead to punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So are we living our life so that we will be punished from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't allow us to marriage for that goal, you know, or just to live. We are just living. When you tell, you know, to any wife, all praise to Allah, inshallah, you are blessed in your marriage, she will tell you never. So you will tell her how you are living, she will tell you, it is just days, we are passing the days. How you are passing it? Sometimes I am lying, sometimes I am deceiving. I don't like it. I don't like him. He is using the word divorce against me all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, make the divorce an outlet in very special conditions. Not a word to be used by the husband, you know, against his wife. But again and again, sister, it is up to the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the husband is a believer in Allah, if he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power over him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the husband to have power over his wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give him very hard time as he is giving his wife very hard time. The true believer must fear Allah. He fears Allah regarding his wife. He will always feel that Allah is between him and his wife. If he is not happy with his wife, he has to clarify this to her, then to tell her, if we are not happy together, let us divorce. In a very respectable, you know, way. Not to divorce her 6 times per year. This means that they were never in a good mood in this year. Because all the time he is returning to the same word. Divorce, divorce, divorce. So actually this wife, she has to re-evaluate all her relation with her husband again. Then she has to ask one sheikh about the reality of her marriage. If her marriage is halal or haram. Because this is very dangerous. And then if the sheikh said it is halal, she has to clarify to her husband that if you will use the word divorce again, okay, I will not accept to live with someone playing the game with this word. Because this means that he doesn't respect marriage, he doesn't respect her, he doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to tell you the truth. Okay? So this has to be actually personal. Okay. Helen.
Are you saying that...
You know, there is a possibility that their marriage now is not halal. Because in Islam, you know, the husband has the right to divorce the wife 3 times, supposed not to be in the same, you know, occasion. Okay, once, then again, then the third time. After time, they are not married anymore. Allah knows the intention. Okay, and she can't marry him except when she have another marriage. She has to marry someone, then he can remarry her. So if he is just saying you are divorced, then they will live together, you are divorced 6 times per year. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows his intention in every time. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this is a valid marriage or not. And maybe because the marriage is haram, it is it is a cursed marriage. Now, it is not a marriage, it is a cursed relationship. Because it is not halal. So again and again, you know, this is actually... What, you know, the husband, you know, they must be taught about marriage. You know, this is actually the rule of the scholars. Instead of teaching the husband to marry again and to have another wife, they must teach the husband about the sincerity, you know, and actually how critical the word divorce is. This is actually, you know, the rule of the scholars, the Muslim scholars. You know, yes.
Is it 3 times?
You know?
Can they, if she marries somebody else, they remarry again?
Yes.
3 more.
Yes. See, they are starting a new life. Yes. Okay, but actually I want to clarify to Noura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, "At-talaqu marratan fa'imsakun bima'roof aw tasrihun bi'ihsan." Okay? You can divorce your wife 2 times. Okay, what is the meaning of 2 times? Suppose they live together and then he decides. While he is in a calm, you know, mood, you know, while he is in, he is fully aware of his words, he tell her, you are divorced. Okay? Say it with clear intention. And he is aware of his words. And he mean it, this is 1 time. Okay? After this time, she has the right to stay at home with him. Okay, within 3 months, he can tell her, okay, we are remarried again. Within 3 months, Allah allows the wife to stay so that maybe, you know, they can talk together, they can, you know, forget and forgive. Then he can tell her, we will marry again, you are my wife, without writing. Again, she is his wife. If he tell her for the 2nd time, while he is fully aware, he has the intention to divorce her, you are divorced. This is the 2nd time. Okay? Still she can stay at home. Okay? But if he said for the 3rd time, with fully aware, and he mean it, you are divorced, this is final. Whether the sheikh like it or not, Allah knows it. She must leave him. And then she must marry another man. Not for the sake of returning to her husband. This is haram. She must marry someone who proposed to marry her. If she is not happy with that man, in reality, Okay? She can be divorced from him if her husband wants to propose and marry again, he will write a new contract. Yes. Islam, you know, is a man who is used, you use the man to return to your wife. Again, you are playing a game with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are turning around the rule. You know, the rule, Allah is punishing the husband. This is how Islam is the mercy for the woman. Don't play with the word. If you play with the word of divorce, she will marry another one. You know, she can't be your wife again. Because you have three choices, okay, and three, you know, times Allah give you, you know, three opportunity, but you lost the three of them. So you can't marry her again. Don't play this game with your wife. This is how we have to understand, you know, and to evaluate the rules of Islam. Believe me, Islam is always with the women. But we don't have, you know, the time to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the husband three chances. Okay? But if he is the kind of man, he is not thankful to Allah for his wife, Allah will not allow him to live with her. And actually, I want to tell you, sometimes, you know, this is happening, then the wife will marry another man, and that man will be an excellent man, the second husband. And she will live with the second husband. The first husband will be so sad that, you know, he lost that wife. He will try to tell her, be divorced from the second husband and return to me. This is haram, not accepted. Okay? So, again and again, you know, you must tell to your husband. The problem for the Muslims, especially, attention for me, to tell you the truth. Where are the kids? Why now every husband and wife, everyone is looking for himself or herself only? I am not happy, I want divorce. What about the children? What about the future? What about the responsibility? Why everyone is thinking of herself? Suppose the husband is not good. Suppose, you know, many sisters, they are telling me, actually, you know, one of them, she's telling me, I caught my husband talking in the cell phone with another woman. So, Sister Mona, I want a divorce. I told her what? She told me because of my dignity. I told her what dignity? In between the husband and wife, there is no dignity. Because your husband, you live together in a situation which only you and him, you know, you see each other. What kind of dignity? If someone will, you know, have a relation with you, what dignity? Okay? The dignity is the responsibility. Your responsibility towards your children. Okay? If he is a man whom he decides, you know, to go astray, you are supposed also to forget about your kids and to follow the same, let us destroy this family and I can find another man to marry me. Okay? This is about yourself. What about the children? What about life is a test? What about the responsibilities in life? So again and again, we are not believers. You know, sister, this is the problem. We must believe that life is a test. Life is responsibility. We will face hardships. And the more hardship you face, the more patient you become, the more true believer you are, the more you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is life. Life is not just to get out of the responsibilities. None of my business. Let him take the kids. Or throw the kids in any place. None of my business. What is none of your business? This is your own business. This is your responsibility. Why you marry someone? You know, because you love him. And when you are not in a good mood with him, okay, I don't want him. Why you have children? Okay, so you know, sisters, again and again, this kind of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, shower the Muslims. Let us have another problem. Yes, this is a problem. Actually, I have one sister, she wrote to me, you know, she's actually in one masjid far away. The problem is that what do you do if your husband is not giving you your rice, money, clothes and food? This is the problem. And actually, one of the sisters, she wrote that, you know, that the husband is using her to get the money. Okay, she is the one, you know, paying for the taxes. She is the one paying for this and that. She is the one. So she, and actually she wrote the contract of the rent by her name. And her husband is very upset for this. And he is telling her, if you obey Allah, you must make the contract by his name. Okay, so she's telling, I think that he is living with me because I am spending. Okay, and I don't agree. But she wrote that she has one kid. child and she's feeling this is too late, what she can do. Actually, I want to tell you one thing, sisters. Happiness in life, you know, cannot be evaluated by all the millions of the dollars in life. If you love your husband and your husband loves you, you can give him your eyes and you will be very happy. If there is love, trust, support, you know, affection and mercy, no problem. If I am rich and he is poor, we can support each other. But on the condition that, you know, he is trustful, he is sincere, you know, jazakallah khair, you know. So again and again, marriage is not a materialistic company. How much you are paying, how much I am paying. No, this is not marriage. Marriage, you know, is actually the unity of the spirits, you know. In life, we can't live lonely. I need a spirit to live with me. I need a spirit to give me love, affection, support. The needs. There is a need for the spirit. Okay? So when I find that person, if he is poor, no problem. Okay? If he has good intention, no problem. Okay? So basically, you know, we must realize that when we love each other, our money, you know, will be the money of both of us. I can put what I have. If I have 3,000 per month, I will put it. If he has 1,000 per month, he will put it. We will put our money together. Then we can live, you know, as one spirit. Because we are created from one spirit. Okay? When we have the basics of love, affection and mercy, trustfulness, sincerity, no problem. Okay? There are many very rich wives whom they marry poor husband. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Sayyida Khadija, she was very wealthy. She married Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was taking care of her wealth. She was the owner and he was the one, you know, working, you know, for her money. Okay? But, alhamdulillah, it was the most successful marriage in life. Why? Because they love each other. Because he was the one, you know, the one who is the trustful and the honest person. So the value of the human being is not up to his wealth. The value of the human being is up to his belief, values and manners. If you and your husband, all praise to Allah, have good values, good manners, true believers, no problem. Who is the rich? Who is the poor? Who is paying the rent? Who is not paying? Okay? Because all praise to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the most important in life. The man who has the values, the manners and the belief. Okay? This is the most important. This is the value. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Okay? The best of you is the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To fear Allah is to be a true believer and to have the manners and the values of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the problem regarding the husband is not how much he is earning per month. The problem regarding the husband is his belief in Allah, his good manners, his good values, he is an honest, sincere, saying the truth, okay, a real human being who has the good values. But suppose you marry a man who is very wealthy, then he lost all his wealth in the economy. How you will live with him? If basically he is the one who has the good, true belief, good manners and values, what is the problem of the wealth? Wealth will never make happiness. You have to know these sisters. Mostly the mansions and those whom they are living in the big palaces, if they are not having the harmony and the true belief, you know, these are prisons, not mansions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. You know, I know a family, you know, and wife, they are in a house, you know, which is more than 2 million. Okay? Very beautiful, very big, mashallah, everything. Okay? But the husband doesn't like the wife. In reality, he doesn't like her. He is just living with her because he married her long time ago. Okay? And one day, She came and, you know, she was saying, I need counseling, you know, I am not happy, you know. Then, you know, at that time, nobody, you know, offered counseling for her. 6 months ago, you know, she called me and she told me, Mona, I discovered that my husband is having a relation with someone I know through his cell phone. Okay? So I told her, what is your plan now? She told me, I will, you know, let him know that I got his cell phone and I knew about this relation. And it was going on for 3 years. And now I realize why he was not in a good shape with me, while he is living in one room and I am living in another room. And, you know, this kind of bad, you know, relation between us. From my point of view, I don't feel that, you know, this confrontation is success. This is my point of view. But she told me, no, I will tell him. Okay? She told him. He told her, yes, I knew this woman. And actually, she was married at that time, you know. But she was planning to ask for divorce. And I was planning to divorce you. But then her kids were after her. And yes, and her kids told her, you know, if you marry that man, you know, the one whom she has a relation, because he is a Muslim, she is not a Muslim, okay, we will leave the house. So she decided, you know, to stop the relation. He told her, I was about to stop the relation very soon. Since then, she's still living with him, you know. Yes, she has to leave because she's not working, she doesn't have any earning. You know, and every night she's saying, I hate him, I don't like to live with him. You know, what happened to her? She has psychosomatic illness. She feels that she can't walk. All the time, you know, she will have a stick and she's walking like this. She was examined by all the surgeons in Chicago, in many states. No one can find anything. Her bone is normal, her muscles are normal, nervous system is normal, but she can't walk. You see? She can't walk because of this reality, because of the story which he mentioned to her. Because she decided to know, you know, something which any wife can tolerate. How a wife can sit with her husband and tell him, tell me the reality of your relation with another woman. Yes, you know, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our nature. Okay, why to know? Okay, forget it. Forget it. Always tell to yourself, life is hardship. Don't put over yourself, you know, a burden which you can't tolerate. Now she knows the truth. She will never forget it. Every night she's telling, maybe he will talk to her again. Maybe they will come together again. Maybe 3 years ago he was with her. This and that. Why? What is the benefit from all of this? If she just tells to herself, this was, you know, a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me. I can't do anything. Nobody can do anything except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She can do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, make me to forget. Oh Allah, close this relation and make my mind to be busy with something else. She will protect her psychological condition, you know, and she will protect her body. And she puts a problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Confrontation with the human being will lead to what? Either he will lie and tell her, never, I don't know anyone, or if he says the truth, this is the big disaster. The big disaster for the wife is to listen to a husband telling her, I love another one. I was in a relation with someone. What she will do? For him, while she was so sincere, she was obedient, she was a very good wife for 3 years. So you see, sister, this is life. Life is full of problems and hardships. But we must have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again. We must believe that life is hardship. There is a possibility for everything, for every one of us. What can I do? What can we do? We will keep on having. Now, all the time now, this is the psychosomatic illness. All the people are sick. And from one physician to the other one. And when they make all the investigation, there is nothing. It is psychological. because I am worried, because I have suspicion, because maybe he is doing, because there is a possibility. Okay? Then, what is the solution? Just waste our life after all of these suspicions? For the sake of what? Life is hardship, and life is a test. I have duties, I have responsibilities. We wives, you know, cancel all life or our life affairs and just concentrate on the husband. What is the problem? There are many women whom they never marry. Allah didn't decree for them to marry. But they are, alhamdulillah, worshipping Allah, and they are successful, and they have good life. Life, if Allah decreed for you to marry, all praise to Allah. If Allah doesn't decree, all praise to Allah. If there are problems, okay, I will try to solve the problems, but the husband is not the only, you know, important يعني goal in the life. You can't own your husband. This has to be clear in the spirit. Maybe I can try to own my daughter, but I can't own my husband. If I can't own him, okay, there is a possibility that he can do anything at any time. What can I do? What is the solution? Okay, I will lose my relation with Allah. I will be upset with Allah. Oh Allah, why you make him to know the other woman? Oh Allah, why you allow him? Oh Allah, I don't like my life. Oh Allah, I will not pray anymore. Because of my husband, now your husband makes you to lose your relation with Allah, to lose the source of guidance in the life, to lose the source of security, and to lose the paradise for the sake of a human being, because you are not a true believer in life. Alhamdulillah, your husband is good, all praise to Allah. Your husband is not good, I am good. And I am healthy, and I am alive, and I am in a very good shape, and I am a true believer. And with the help of Allah, with my dua, with my sincerity, with my prayer, inshallah, everything will be in a good shape. And I will be actually busy with my responsibilities. I have another, actually, you know, I will tell you what I have, then we will discuss this. One sister, she wrote to me in the emails, you know, because of the Arabic classes. I was discussing this in the classes, my regular classes. She wrote that she married her husband, and she was trying the best to make him happy, okay? But he was having, you know, this mood problem. Suddenly, he will become very nervous. Then he will start to throw whatever in his face, in his hands, in her face. Yes, this is his nature, extremely nervous human being. Once he was driving the car, he made an accident, you know, and she lost, you know, part of her lower jaw. If he is very nervous, he will start to hit his head in the wall. Because she wrote to me, he's very nervous. But can you imagine that I tried my best to tolerate him? In spite of that, he insisted to divorce her. She was telling him, please don't divorce me. Because, yes, in the Muslim countries, divorce is a very big problem. Yusuf, tahit takif, open the air condition. Okay? She wrote, you know, this actually, I discussed this in one of my classes. Okay? He insisted to divorce her. Okay? And not to have kids. She was trying to have kids. He was telling her, you know, I don't want kids. Okay? Then he divorced her. You know what she did? She moved to another city, and she told to the people, my husband died. She wrote that she can't face the community that she is divorced. Can you imagine? You see how we are so weak. What is the problem? What is the problem of the community? The community will make her to live with someone who is mental, abnormal person because of the community, so that the people will not say she is divorced. You see, this is, you know, sister, this is how we are evaluating marriage. I can marry, alhamdulillah. I can try my best to be a good wife. He is appreciating, alhamdulillah. He is the hardship in my life, all praise to Allah. I will be still a good human being, you know. But whenever you meet any wife, how are you? I am upset. I am sad. I have medication. I am not sleeping. Yes. Why? Because of my husband. Because of my, as if life is only my husband. No, life is not your husband. Life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life is your responsibility with Allah. Life is your responsibility with yourself. Life is Allah will question you on the day of judgment about your health, about your life, about your time. Allah will ask you, question you about everything. You will tell him, oh Allah, I lost everything because my husband was not nice with me. So I was always upset. So I can't pray well and I can't eat well. I can't take care of my kids because of my husband. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you, this was not the rules of Islam. In Islam, alhamdulillah, you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you know, sisters, again and again, actually, I think that, you know, we need to re-evaluate marriage in our life and according to the rules of Islam, you know, so that, you know, you will be having, open mind for any possibility. This is life. Any possibility can happen. He can be the best husband, he can be the worst husband. He can be spending, he can be, with another woman. Allah knows. You can't change anything. So, don't, lose your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Consider it hardship, one of the hardship in life, okay? And let us use the medicines for the hardship, okay, in life. Let us use it in our marriage. This is how we have to evaluate marriage, according to the Islam. Okay, now it is 8:00. Okay, alhamdulillah.